The Lord of the harvest is calling for laborers to in his field. To gather the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls are the ocean in darkness, are striving for life's giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide. The Savior hath given.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest.
Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. A warm and cheerful greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. We're happy to be coming your way for our weekly visit, and we hope each of you are well and happy in the service of the Lord. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. Our mailing list of the printed copies of these messages from week to week continues to grow, and if you would like to have your name added to this list, you may receive the weekly messages without cost or obligation by simply sending your request to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Guthrie is spelled G-U-T-H-R-I-E. That is Guthrie, Oklahoma. May the Lord richly bless those who have stood by with their prayers and letters of encouragement to help us maintain this weekly schedule. Listen now to this scripture reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? It is a common practice for those in business to take an inventory at least once a year and see what they have on hands. When they do so, they sometimes find items which have very little value and consequently need to be disposed of. Just as this is true in the natural, I believe it is well for a child of God to examine himself and to take inventory of his spiritual life and see if he is well pleased with that which he has on hand. First, I believe we should examine our consecration. In Romans, the 12th chapter, in verse 1, we read these words, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We should realize that our spirit, soul, and body belongs to God, and we should act accordingly. Not only do we ourselves belong to Christ, but also our time, our talents, and our possessions. You see, this is a complete consecration for those who've given themselves wholly to God. Next, we should examine our conduct as it applies to our home life. In fact, I believe this is really the beginning of true godly living. Let us ask ourselves the question, do our loved ones have confidence in us? In St. John 11th chapter and 3rd verse, we read these words. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. You see, this is the message which Mary and Martha sent to Jesus when their brother Lazarus was sick. I believe they loved Lazarus, and so did Jesus. In other words, they loved one another. Really, this is what makes a happy home, to have love freely abounding one to another. Then, let us consider whether or not our life is an example among those with whom we associate. Ephesians 5:11 says this, And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We should not fall into fellowship and harmony with those who are walking in darkness. We read in verses 15 and 16 of this same chapter some further instructions. It says, See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Then we should use great caution in our conduct before the public. Listen to these words from 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Furthermore, we should examine our attitude. You see, one might have a correct intellectual faith, which was coupled with a wrong attitude of heart. This is both deceptive and dangerous. Listen to this scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. Sincere heart belief is manifested by a spirit of love. In Galatians 5:6 we read, For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Therefore, we should carefully consider our attitude from three different angles. First, we should have the correct relationship with Christ. In John 14:15, we read these words, If you love me, keep my commandments. Then, our relationship toward our brother should be such as would be profitable for him. In Galatians 5:13, we read these words, For, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Then, last, but ever so important, our esteem of ourselves should be such as to not elevate ourselves above others. Listen to this verse from Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Friends, I've given you a few Bible standards by which you may examine yourself. It's not my duty to be your judge, neither is it your responsibility to judge another. But it is your solemn obligation to examine yourself. Now, as a result of our examination, let us not accept a crushing self-accusation, but in honesty and sincerity, let us have an humble, teachable spirit. Along with this, we need a desire to draw nearer to God. One verse of a well-known song says, Are you adorning the doctrine, the glorious doctrine of God, walking so holy before Him, following where He hath trod? Listen then to the words of this poem entitled, Will You Fail? He is counting on you. He has need of your life in the thick of the strife. For that weak one may fall if you fail at His call. He is counting on you. If you fail Him, what then? He is counting on you, on a love that will share in His burden of prayer, for the souls He has bought with His life blood and sought. Through his sorrow and pain to win home yet again, he is counting on you. If you fail him, what then? He is counting on you, on life, money, and prayer. And the day shall declare, if you let him have all in response to his call, or if he in that day to your sorrow must say, I had counted on you, but you failed me, what then? He is counting on you, oh, the wondering grace, to look Christ in the face and not be ashamed. For you gave what he claimed, and you laid down your all for his sake at his call. He had counted on you, and you failed not. What then? Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, in the light of thy word, which shall judge us in that great judgment day, help us to rightly examine ourselves. Then, when we have correctly appraised the attitudes, desires, and motives which we have on hand, may we willingly and gladly forsake any and all of them which would be displeasing in thy sight, and to thee we'll give the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. Listen now to the song, Are You Adorning the Doctrine? This is the one which I referred to a little earlier in the broadcast. It is sung by Lynn and Alma Carver, Manuel and Marie Mitchell.
Are you adorning the doctrine and making attractive the way? Honoring Christ by your actions and by the words that you say? Are you my brother and sister, proving the Bible is true?
Yes, my friends, this is the way the world is judging us today. Are we proving the Bible is true?
The Bible is true. Are you adorning the doctrine by meekness and love and goodwill, gentleness, patience, and truth, liberty's love to fulfill? Jesus will shine if within you, showing these graces divine. Jesus will shine if within you, showing these graces divine. If you're adorning the doctrine, its beauty your soul will array. Showers of grace will be given, strength from the Lord as your day, light from on high.
This message has been brought to you by The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy, you may have one free of charge by sending us your request. And now until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may heaven's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.